Amen. This morning we have the privilege and opportunity to hear from one of our own, Pastor Eddie Derrick. Yes, you can give him a round of applause. His wife is our kids' pastor, and unfortunately she's home with a sick child. Our house we had all week sickness, and so I'm happy to be outdoors and at church. So Eddie is here. He's planted a church down in Gambia, right? All right, and he's here with us, he and his family. And so just I'm excited to hear from Eddie this morning. So just open your hearts to what God wants to say through Pastor Eddie.
Thank you, sir. Good morning, church. Good morning. In Africa, when the preacher gets to the pulpit, we have, I don't want to call it a tradition, but we have a way of doing things. The preacher, first of all, will say, sir, is it okay I walk around? The preacher, first of all, says, hallelujah, and the church will say, amen. So I wanted to do a little bit of exercise this morning, and then I will say, amen, and you say, hallelujah. But you need to do it with a little bit of power in your voice. Amen? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Good. Hallelujah. Now, you've done well, but you need to do it good. Now, I believe the first one went to Pastor Brandon. So let's do this one, Jesus, now. He said, okay, we'll do it for Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. I want to thank Pastor Brandon this morning for trusting me, giving me the pulpit to bring the word of God this morning. Hallelujah. It is a privilege. I don't take it lightly. Amen. And I pray that the Lord continue to bless you, sir. I also thank God for the leadership of SCC for trusting me for such an opportunity. And I also thank God for you giving me your undivided attention to bring the word of God this morning. May the Lord continue to bless you. My prayer for you this morning is that God will give you peace in all your situation. Your amen is too weak. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Now, I'm giving you some African style this morning. I know European, American, we are too diplomatic when we're in church. But let's be excited this morning. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. May God give you peace this morning.
Yes.
Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Can you say a believing amen?
Amen?
Say a Holy Ghost amen.
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
Good. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Last week, Pastor Brandon talked about the peace of God. And the Bible makes us to understand that the peace of God surpass all understanding. The peace of God surpass all understanding. It exceeds all understanding. The human mind cannot comprehend the peace of God. Why? Because it is a mystery that you cannot understand. So Jesus said to the disciples, unto them it is given unto them as a mystery. But for us, it's for our own understanding. It's for our lifting. It is the power of God. Hallelujah. May I say this morning? In this kingdom, everything operates on the platform of mystery. And until you can understand the mystery of God, you cannot enjoy the power that lies in the word of God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So this morning, I'm going to be talking about the love of God. Hallelujah. What does it mean when the Bible says the love of God? Please let's turn our Bible to the book of John, 1 John chapter 4. We're going to start from verse 7 for time's sake, and we'll run through to verse 20. The love of God. I want to start by saying, until your love for man is approved, your love for God is in question. Does that make sense? Until your love for man, your fellow man, your love for your fellow man is approved, your love for God is in question. How can you say you love God whom you have not seen? But by faith you believe in him, and yet you hate your brother who you have interaction with daily. 1 John 4 verse 20.
How can you say you love God whom you have not seen, but yet you believe in him, you have faith in him, you pray to him, but yet your love for your fellow man is in question? And I concluded from this scripture, I said, until your love for your fellow man is approved, then your love for God is in question. What do I mean? The Bible says in verse 7, are we there? 1 John 4, 7. Beloved. He started with the word beloved to show that you are loved already. John wants you to know that you have already been loved by God. In 1 John 3, verse 1, he said, what manner of love is this that God has bestowed upon us? Even while we were yet sinners, he still loved us. So it doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter what you do. It doesn't matter how you feel. God still loves you. And you got to believe that. I told the church sometime in Africa, I said, even if you are an armed robber, he still loves you. He has a plan for you. And we have seen armed robber in our nation turning to become preacher today. It's because of the love he has for them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sorry, sorry. Our microphone normally like this. So. Amen. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter your colors. He still loves you. But he said, beloved. Can you please keep it on the board for us? Beloved. Beloved. The reason why he used the word beloved, he wants you to know that you are already loved. Do say to that. He said, let us love one and another. Your love, your first responsibility for love is to your fellow men. Let us love one and another. For God is love. God is love. And everyone that loveth is born of God. Can you see that? And know God. So, if you are not a lover, that means you don't know God. I don't know if is that what John is trying to tell us there. Everyone that love not, knoweth not God. But he that love not, he that love, know God. So when the love of God is in your heart, that means God is in you. Why? Because he said God is love and he lives in us. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's go to the next verse. Verse 8. In this was manifested the love of God towards us, because that God sent his only begotten son into the world that we might live through him. Go to the next one, please. Verse 9. Okay, let me read from above. Good. Herein is the love. Not that we love God, but that God loved us and sent his son to be the propitiation of our sin. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought to love one and another. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, let me start. In Philippians chapter 4, verse 7, he said, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, in prayer, in thanksgiving, in songs, he said, make known your requests unto the Lord. Now, but my point that I want to take from what he said, be anxious for nothing. No matter the situation, no matter the circumstances, no matter what you're going through, he said, be anxious for nothing. Don't be in haste. And there was a man in the Bible who displayed such peace. May I say this? Without the peace of God, you cannot exercise the love of God. You need peace in your spirit to be able to love. Are we together? So he said, there was a man in the Bible called Job. in Job 22, verse 29, in the midst of Job's circumstances, we all know the story of Job, right? In the midst of Job's circumstances, with the affliction that he had, even though the marrow of his bone were all afflicted, Job was a decayed person, a living dead man. If you read the story properly, Satan afflicted him so much. It came to a point that friends came to Job and said to him, "Why don't you curse God and die? You are suffering too much." Now, this is a man who loved God so much and has so much of the peace of God. In the midst of his problem, Philippians chapter 4, he quoted it. He said, "When man see my affliction as a cast down, I see it as a lifting up. When man see my downfall as a cast down for me, I see it as a lifting up to God." God is lifting somebody up this morning. I don't know what you are going through. I don't know the circumstances you find yourself in. But I am seeing from the Spirit that God is bringing comfort to you this morning in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. It doesn't matter what you are going through. As long as you can find rest, that means peace in God, the love of God is being exercised. Let's look at another man in the Bible who exercised the love of God. Joseph. We know the story of Joseph in Genesis chapter 50. When after his brothers sold him from Genesis chapter 39. After the brothers sold him and he went through the pit to Potiphar's house. He went to the prison, then to the palace. Then there was famine in the land according to the scripture. And the brother came to him. Men ought to love one another before they can love God. Now look at him displaying the love of God. When the brother came, they were in fear, because the man is in power now. He can use that power to do anything to them. He could use that power to retaliate for revenge on them. But he said something. What you meant for good, for evil, God meant it for good. If your evil that you apply to my life, if you had not applied that evil, I would not have been in this position today. There are sometimes that things you are going through in your life, God meant it for your lifting. There are situations you find yourself in today, all you need to do is to find rest in him, because he meant it for your lifting. God's servant Bishop T.D. Jakes said something one day. He said, "When somebody decides to leave you, let them go. It doesn't mean they are a bad person. It's just that the season in your life has come to an end. Don't let it break you down. Don't let it disturb you. Because there are certain people, when they are in your life will never move forward. But do not allow that to affect your life. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Do not allow anybody to determine who you are of what God has not said who you are. When God says who you are, it's what you need to believe. It's not what somebody says who you are. Psalm 139 verse 14, the psalmist said, "I am wonderfully, I am beautifully, I am fearfully made by God." So who is man to determine who I am? You need to love yourself. Amen? Amen? If you have the love of God in your heart, not just for your fellow man, but for yourself. Church, I'm telling you, you are not broken by nobody. Praise the Lord. For time's sake, let me just give out 3 points this morning and we close. Hallelujah. Are we going somewhere? Yeah. Amen. How do I encounter the love of God? Number one, I say self-love. Matthew chapter 12, verse 31. Self-love. People are committing suicide today because they have lost love for themselves. I'm a fan of, I know Pastor like football, I'm a fan of, wrestling.
WWE. Some of you might. I love to watch wrestling. WWE. So because of my love for the game, for the sport, I follow all the stars. Personally, I read about it a lot. And there was a lady, one of the wrestling superstar, a lady, who took her own life. Why? Because she said her daughter, her only child, said she didn't love her anymore. She was a millionaire, has a lot of millions, but she took her life because her only child decided that she doesn't love the mother. So the mother took her life. If that woman had the love of God for herself, she would not have taken her life. Have you ever heard people saying, "I so hate myself now. I so hate myself." Some people stop loving themselves because they get too fat. They overweight. That's not a reason for you to hate yourself. Some people start hating themselves because people say things about them that they have no business saying about them. That's no reason for you to hate yourself. The Bible says, "Whose report shall we believe?" I think the report you should believe is what God is saying concerning you. What God says concerning you is more important than what a man says, because man will always talk. We were meant to talk. We were created to talk. Men will always castigate you, no matter how good or bad you are. If you are too good, they'll say you are too over good. If you are too bad, they say he's too bad. So they will always talk. But what is important is, what do you see that God sees in you? What do you know that God knows about you? It's what's important. So the bully will come. But how do you see yourself in Christ Jesus? I am who I am. By the grace of God, I am who I am. It's not who they think I am or who they say I am. Hallelujah. Thou shalt love thyself. Or thou shalt love thy neighbor as thou lovest yourself. It is impossible to love your neighbor if you don't love yourself. It is your foundation of love. You must first love yourself before you can love your neighbor. If you don't have self-love, you can't share that love with another person. What you don't have, you can't offer anybody. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So self-love is number one. Hallelujah. Number two, how do you encounter love? It's through the power of the Holy Spirit. The Bible says in Galatians chapter 5, verse 22, the fruit, talking about the fruit of the Spirit, the first thing he measured was love. Love. The fruit of the Spirit. That's why as Christians, we need the fruit of the Spirit. We need the Holy Ghost in our lives. You need the Holy Ghost. He helps you to love. The Bible calls him the Comforter. He comforts us in our situation, in our challenges. Hallelujah. He comforts us. I remember during the pandemic, everybody was kind of afraid to come closer to each other. Sometimes when you're in the train or the bus is like, and maybe naturally you're supposed to sneeze in there, and everybody, "Hello, what are you doing?" Amen. But you see, when you have the Holy Ghost in you, the Bible says, greater is he that is in you than the pandemic that is in the world. You fear nothing. Amen. So it takes the Holy Spirit to help us to encounter the love of God. Because it's one of the fruit of the Spirit. The Lord will help us this morning. How do we encounter the love? Number three, by prayer. By prayers. You need to be prayerful, people of God. You got to pray. Romans chapter 5, verse 5. Hallelujah. The Bible says, "For God has poured out his love in our heart by his Spirit." So it takes prayer. Let's get on our knees and pray. Lord, put your love in my heart. Not just for myself, but my fellow man. Let me end with this. The full letter word love is a powerful word. And today the world is joking with that word. We play with it. It's easier to say I love you than to act the love. Do you know that? It's easier to tell somebody I love you than to act the love. Love is an action word. You can't just utter a word that you don't mean. Love is not something invincible. It has to be visible. When you apply, when you see it, you need to apply it. The person needs to see it. It's like a husband and wife. Can't keep telling your wife, I love you, but she can't see the love. And it's the same with our Father in heaven. You can't keep saying, I love you, Jesus, but you are not applying that love to him. You can't be too far from him and say, I love you. He has to see that you love him. How much are you ready to sacrifice for love? For God so loved the world, John 3:16, that he sacrificed. It took sacrifice of God to prove his love to the world. What are you sacrificing for the God you believe and you claim you love? Amen. What are you sacrificing? What are you offering? What are you bringing to the table of love for God? Hallelujah. This is my church. This is the house of God, not the building. We are the church. So what are you sacrificing for this church? What are you bringing to the table to show God that because of my love, I'm doing this for you? It's not because of Pastor Brandon. It's not because of the leadership of the church. It's not because I've come or my friend has invited me. I'm doing this because I love you. Jesus, I love you. So I will go the extra mile for you. How many of us can do that for Jesus? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You can only prove your love for Christ by the action you show for him. I want us to rise up to our feet this morning and just pray. Can we just stand a little? I want us to pray this morning before I turn the mic over. I sense in my spirit that somebody is broken here. And they need that peace of God to come upon their heart this morning. They need for God to pour his love in their heart this morning. I don't know who you are, but I want you to just lift up your heart unto him. I cannot do it for you. Only Jesus can do it. Only the Holy Spirit can do it. And you're going to pray in your standing position this morning. Say, Lord, pour your love upon my heart this morning. Grant me that peace that I need. The Bible said the peace of God will guide your mind in Christ Jesus. The peace of God will guide you through the storm of the situation you find yourself in. Oh Lord, send your love this morning. Father, I pray this morning for your beloved people. These wonderful people that you have brought to your presence, Father. Let no man leave this place the same today. Pour your love upon our hearts. Pour the peace upon us this morning. Whatever that is going through, any challenges in this place, Lord, whatever they are facing in this life, oh God, it's only you can see in the deepest part of the darkness. Shine your light upon them this morning. Your word made us to understand you are the light of the world. You came to lighten the light of man, the life of man. May you lighten, oh God, every heart this morning with your love, with your peace. Jesus, and you will be glorified. If anyone sick in our midst, Father, let your healing hand rest upon them. Heal their soul this morning. Maybe the family members is not there, they are at home. Lord, stretch out your healing hands to them in every home this morning. Touch their life. Touch them, Lord. Heal them. And my prayer, oh Lord, that each and every one of us seated in your presence this morning will go through this holiday, oh God, sickness free in the name of Jesus. Nobody will experience any pain. Nobody will experience any complication, Lord.
If there's any medical report in this place, Lord, we cancel that report now. And let God's report stand to the glory of your name. Jesus be glorified. Take all the glory, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. What a great word today, this morning, from Pastor Eddie. We have to know and understand the love that God has for us. That is the first, this is my takeaway anyways, that is the first step in me being able to love others, is to know and understand the love God has for me, to refresh myself in that on a daily basis, because then when I love myself, I can give what I have. So let's, I don't know what your takeaway is, but maybe write it down this morning before you get up and we go to the fika time. Write it down or put a note in your phone or send yourself a text message. I've done that multiple times to remind myself of something. But just make a note, because we should walk away from this service changed. Change isn't always just a 180 degree change. If you're familiar with navigation, if you're off when you're sailing a boat or driving a boat, if you're off just by even a fraction of a degree in your sailing course, when you're a day out, you could be kilometers and kilometers away from your destination because it's a slight degree off. Same with us. If we just move a slight degree to one direction from today's service, we're getting closer and closer to being who God has called us to be. So just encourage you with that. Write down what God is speaking to you this morning. And as we go into our fika time, just a few reminders. We have the donation. You can swish for that. If you have kids in kids ministry, please pick them up, because those folks would like to also come over for fika time as well. So grab them before you sit down. If someone wants to say hi with you, take them with you on a walk over there. And then the last thing, if you would like prayer this morning, I know there's some folks in here that could use some prayer for whatever reason. The Bible says to call on the elders or the leadership of the church and they'll anoint you with oil. We have that this morning. So I'll hang out here. Pastor Eddie's going to hang out here. We'll pray for you this morning. So as we go into our fika time, be blessed. Tomorrow's going to be a great day for you. I know that. Because today's Sunday's here. Make Mondays better. Have a great day, everyone.